Happy New Year.
今天是我们08年的第一次聚会。
This is the first meeting of the New Year 2008.
我们感谢主把一个重要的负担放在我们年长的弟兄心中。
We thank the Lord for giving the elderly brothers a burden, a new burden for the New Year.
所以今天弟兄请我们来交通这个祷告的题目。
So I was asked to share the topic of prayer.
我们知道在我们基督徒的生命当中。
We know in Christian life.
读经祷告。和在他面前的服侍和聚集是不可缺少的。
Reading God's word, prayer, and also meeting and serving, all these are essential things.
因为圣灵要借着这些在我们身在我们身上在教会当中做他荣耀的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit wants to do his glorious things in church.
那今天早晨我们要重点来交通一下这个祷告的事情。
So this morning we will focus on the matter of prayer.
要借着祷告使我们在教会在神的里边得以建立。
So through prayer that we can be established in Him.
使我们今年这一年能够在神的面前能够更多得到他丰盛的祝福。
So that this year we can be even more blessed by Him.
我们先来读几处圣经。
Let us read several passages.
先读腓立比书第四章四到六到七节。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
当一无挂虑要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所出人意料的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念
Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 Do not be anxious about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus
我们再来读马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi 3:16.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard.A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name.
我们最后再来读一节在历代志下16章的第九节的上半部分。
Second Chronicles chapter 16, the first part of verse 9.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose heartare fully committed to him.
我们相信弟兄姐妹们对祷告都非常的熟悉。
I think all of us are very familiar with the topic of prayer.
这是神给他子民一个极大的特权。
Because this is a privilege that God has given to his children.
在我自己的生命当中我觉得这是我也一直要学习的一个功课。
And in my own life, this is something that I continue to learn.
因此我这些天在神面前有点寻求。
So I've been seeking before the Lord these days.
希望能借着这些简单的话语和弟兄姐妹们有一些共勉。
So hopefully that we can encourage each other through some of us, my sharing.
特别是我们在座的年轻的弟兄姐妹们有一些共勉。
Especially I'd like to encourage, with the younger Christians.
我们之所以能够祷告。
The reason that we can pray,
是因为神听祷告。
Because God hears our prayers.
这是我们之所以能够祷告的根基。
And this is the foundation of why we can pray.
我们刚才读到这马拉基书告诉我们
We just read the verse from Malachi
那时敬畏耶和华的人彼此谈论
Those who fear the Lord talk among themselves
耶和华侧耳而听
And God was listening
我们知道马拉基书是写在以色列人他们历史中间最黑暗最荒凉的一个时代
We know the book of Malachi was written in the darkest hours of Israel's history
在这个黑暗荒凉的时代当中
In this age of darkness and destitute
我们看见了一幅美好的图画
We saw a beautiful picture
那就是神在侧耳而听他子民的祷告
That is God was listening and hearing his children's talk
他没有忘记他的子民
He did not forget his children
我想这是我们今天之所以能够来到神面前祷告的最根本的一个原因
And this is the very fundamental, the very basic reason why we can come before the Lord in prayer.
就是神听我们的祷告。
Because he hears our prayer.
他是一个听祷告的神。
He is God who hears our prayers.
不但他听我们的祷告，他在他面前还有纪念册。
Not only he hears our prayers, but also there's a book in front of him.
要纪念那些敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
And the book will record all those who fear the Lord and also remember his name.
并且他的眼目遍察全地。
And his eyes range throughout the earth.
要显大能，帮助那些向他心存诚实的人。
And to manifest his mighty power to those who are honest before him.
我觉得这是一个何等的特权。
This is such a privilege.
这个创造宇宙天地的神。
The God who created heaven and earth.
他不但愿意听我们的祷告。
Not only he is willing to hear our prayers.
并且他侧耳而听。
But he listens intently.
我们相信他就在我们中间。
We believe that he is with us.
我们每一个祷告，有声的祷告，无声的祷告，都要达到他的面前。
Every prayer, verbally or silently, will come before him.
因为他是慈爱的天父。
Because he is a merciful God.
他要听我们的祷告。
He hears our prayers.
我们主耶稣来到地上的时候。
When Jesus came to this earth.
我们发现在他每次每个工作每个决定当中。
And we see that every time before his work, every decision that he's going to make.
他都是借着祷告来完成的。
And he accomplished these things through prayer.
他是一个祷告的人。
He is a person of prayer.
我们要跟随主的脚踪走。
When we follow Jesus' steps.
第一件事情要做的。就是要学习他的祷告。
The first thing we must do is to learn after his prayer.
我们知道从加利利到十字架。
From Galilee to the cross.
神伟大的救赎的工作是借着我们主耶稣基督在神面前的祷告来完成。
The mighty work of salvation, through Jesus Christ is done through prayer.
他借着祷告胜过了仇敌，战胜了魔鬼撒旦一切的工作。
And through prayer, he overcome the enemy's work.
他借着祷告把神的大能和爱在世人中彰显出来。
And through prayer, he manifested God's great power and love.
所以今天我们在跟随的道路上，一定要学会祷告。
So in our following the Lord, we must learn how to pray.
我们常常听年长的弟兄姐妹们告诉我们。
So we heard from elderly brothers and sisters.
这祷告就像是呼吸。
Prayer is like a breathing.
读经是好像是吃饭。
And studying God's word is like having a meal.
多祷告就多有能力。
And the more you pray, the stronger you become.
少祷告就少有能力。
The less you pray, then the less strong you are.
那我们知道，要是不祷告，就没有能力。
If you don't pray, then you have no power at all.
我相信这是非常真实的。
I think this is very, very true.
因为这是这些弟兄姐妹们用他们生命的经历来告诉我们。
Because they are telling us through their life's experience.
因为我们都是非常软弱的。
Because we are all very weak.
但祷告是我们能够和能力的源头接起来。
But through prayer, we can be connected to the source of the power.
使我们能够从神那里边得帮助。
So from God, we can have help.
使我们能够胜过我们周遭一切的难处。
So we can overcome all the difficulties surrounding us.
胜过罪的势力。
And also overcoming the power of sin.
借着神所赐的能力来服侍他今天的教会。
Through God's power, then we can serve today's church.
来在地上成为他的见证。
Then we can become the testimony in this world for him.
感谢主，他给我们一个生命，让我们能够有丰盛的祷告的内容。
We praise the Lord for giving us a life which should be filled with a very rich prayer life.
因为我们知道祷告是神与神之间一个爱的交通。
Because prayer is a love communication, a love fellowship with the Lord.
因为他先爱我们，我们在爱中对他有个回应。
Because we respond to his first love.
因着这个爱，我们渴望与他的同在，渴望与他一起的交通。
We respond to his love, through this prayer we can have fellowship, can communion with him.
就像我们都知道，在世上如果有两个相恋的人，他们渴望彼此之间的同在和交通。
We know that when two people are in love, that they really cherish the time of fellowshipping.
神的爱远胜过世人一切的爱。
Of course, God's love is much more precious,
因此这个爱,
than our love.
因此这个爱要吸引我们来到他的面前。
So God's love will attract us to come before him.
要享受他的同在。
To enjoy his presence.
也在祷告当中听他在我们身上的旨意。
And also through in prayer that we can listen to his will, in our lives.
并且借着祷告把我们心中的深处的感谢赞美归给神。
And we can offer our deepest thanksgiving to him through prayer.
每周我们来到饼杯的面前。
So every morning, every Sunday that we come before the table.
借着这个标记之物，我们看见一个事实。
Through these symbols that we see one fact.
那就是主耶稣基督这位创造的神，他为我们亲自走上十字架。
That is Jesus Christ, the God the Creator. He went to the cross for us.
他为我们设立了这个饼杯。
And he set up the bread and the cup for us.
让我们常常如此行是为了纪念他。
So he asked us to do this in remembrance of him.
纪念他的死。
To remember his death.
也盼望他的来。
And also to welcome his coming back.
在这个饼杯桌子面前。
And before the table of bread and the cup.
我们应该充满了感谢。
We should be full of thanks.
应该借着我们的祷告，把我们心中的感谢和赞美归给他。
So through our prayers, we offer to him our thanksgiving and praise.
祷告也是确认一种关系。
And prayer is also an affirmation of a relationship.
是父子的关系。
And the relationship is between a father and a son.
我们都知道，当门徒问主耶稣如何祷告的时候。
So we all read about when the disciples ask.Jesus, to teach them to pray.
主耶稣第一句话说是说我们在天上的父。
And the first utterance was our Father in heaven.
所以我们的祷告是确定这样一个关系。
So our prayer affirms this relationship.
是一个父子的关系。
A relationship of between the Father and the Son.
是个生命的关系。
And a relationship in life.
子向父求，父就把一切他自己一切最美好的要赐给他。
So when the son beseeches the father will give the son the best thing in the world.
更何况我们的天父，他要把那最美好的、属灵的、有助于我们生命长大的赐给我们。
Our earthly fathers do this, let alone our heavenly father will give us the best thing in our life, spiritual life.
祷告是我们对神的依赖。
And also prayer indicates our reliance on God.
当我们以祷告来到神的面前的时候
When we come before the Lord in prayer,
我们是在向他说我们不行但是你行
We are telling him that I can't, but you can.
像刚才我们唱到这首诗歌
Just like the hymn we just sung.
每一次我祷告我推动你的手
Every time I pray, I move your hand.
祷告中做的事我的手不能做
The things that prayer can do, my hands can't do.
但是每一次我祷告我推动你的手
But every time I pray,the prayer will move your hand.
大山可以挪移。
And mountains can be removed.
使列国归向你。
And all the nations will turn to you.
祷告要成就神极大无比的事。
A prayer will accomplish God's great things.
祷告可以把我们带进与神的同工。
And also prayer can bring us to co-work with God.
教会是神心中的珍宝。
Church is the most precious things in God's eyes.
是神今天在地上所要建造的。
And this is something that God wants to establish on this earth.
但是是要按照神的心意来建造。
But it must be done by, according to His will.
所以我们要借着祷告来明白神的心意。
So through prayer, through our prayer, we can understand God's will.
来明白神今天在我们个人身上在教会里边所要做的工作
to gain understanding of what he wants us to do individually as well as a church
才能使他在我们身上的建造有意义
so that the work that he's doing in establishing us can become meaningful
是在他在教会中的建造能够合他的心意
so that the work that he's doing in establishing the church can be done according to his will
所以我们的祷告是心灵与神的沟通。
So the prayer is really a fellowship, with fellowship from, in our heart with our Lord.
有时候也是借着我们的语言来表达出来。
Sometimes, of course, we will express it verbally.
最近我常常坐公共汽车去工作。
Recently, I've been taking the bus to work.
前一天我在车上遇见了一件非常有趣的事情。
Recently, I, ran into something very interesting.
那个车呢有很人太多所以有些人没有座位。
The bus was very crowded, so some were standing.
所以我也是站在这边。
So I was standing also.
在我旁边坐着一个父亲和一个非常年幼的孩子。
And, right next to me, sat a father with a very young, child.
我看他大概也就是三岁左右的这个年龄。
男的女的。
男的。
The boy is about three or four years old.
他的父亲呢给他读一本书。
And the father was reading a book to him.
读一段的时候呢然后他这个孩子也开始学着他父亲的样子读这段。
And, as soon as the father, finished reading a sentence, and the child tried to, repeat it.
我觉得哎呦很奇妙我说这个小孩这么小他就可以会读书了。
And I was amazed that, such a young child can read a book.
因为我站得离他们很近后来我就稍微仔细地听一下。
And, I was standing very close to them, so I pay attention to what they're reading.
我才知道呢实际上他不会读的。
And actually, the child could not read.
实际他是一直在模仿他父亲所说的话。
And all he was doing was mimic, what his, was mimicking what his father was saying.
多数他这个用的小的手指头这样一行一行走过去一边读多数都是没有意义的。
And even though his finger was going line by line, but it was not really a meaning.
有的时候呢，也是发出一两个就是跟他父亲很像有意义的那个句子。
The all he was doing was just to utter similar sounds to his father's what his father was saying.
读完一段之后呢，接着再读下一段。
And they just did this sentence after sentence.
你过了一会儿呢，他就躺在他父亲的身上。
And after a while, the child lied in his father's bosom.
然后父子呢都不说话。
And then they became quiet.
但是我能感觉到他们彼此之间是那个亲切那个享受。
But I could see that how close they were to each other.
所以这些天在我思念祷告的时候。
So as I've been meditating on prayer,
我就常常感觉到我自己来到神的面前也是这样。
I feel that this is in the same way that I come before the Lord.
很多的时候好像我们不能完全明白神的心意。
A lot of times we do not fully understand what God wants.
但是我们心中有一个愿望愿意跟随他。
But we have this desire, we want to follow him.
我也感谢神，有的时候圣灵在我们里边有些开启。
Thank the Lord, sometimes the Holy Spirit will reveal his will to us.
我们就稍稍明白了一点他的心意。
So we have some understanding of God's will.
我们相信这个孩子要长大。
We believe that the child will grow.
他要更多明白他的心意。
And he will understand his father's will much better.
我们在神面前也是一样。
The same manner we are before the Lord.
我们要长大，也可能更多的明白神的心意。
We will grow and we will understand God's will better.
有的时候呢，我们就来到神的面前。
So when we come before the Lord,
只是一个心灵层次上的交通。
So it's just a fellowship in our hearts.
我们可能不需要说什么话。
We don't have to say anything.
但是我们知道我们心里边在享受神。
But we know that we are truly enjoying God.
当我们这样来到神的面前呢，我们也知道神他在享受我们。
We know as we come before the Lord this way.He enjoys our presence also.
这就是我们在神面前的祷告。
This is our prayer before God.
我们在神的面前的祷告乃是一个生命的自由的、自然的流露。
And the prayer is something that we come before the Lord, really just to let our life flow out naturally.
它不是不限于我们的语言。
And it's not limited by any language that we may use.
我们常常听弟兄姐妹们，特别是初信弟兄们讲说，我不会祷告。
And we often hear young Christians saying, "I don't know how to pray."
但是你知道，我们任何的祷告在神面前都是我们的语言都是非常有限。
But we know that any prayer is very limited in our verbiage before the Lord.
但是神喜悦我们能够来到他的面前。
But God is really pleased whenever we come before Him.
像孩子一样来到他天父的面前。
Just like a child coming before the Heavenly Father.
当然我们的生命年龄会随着跟随主的年龄长大。
Of course, our spiritual life will grow as our biological life.
我们一岁两岁的时候我们就说话就像一岁两岁的孩子。
So as a child of 1 or 2 years old, we talk like 1 or 2 years old.
如果我们二十岁三十岁我们就说话就像二十岁三十岁。
But if we become 20 years old or 30 years old, then we talk accordingly.
但是我们每一个人都是应该以着心灵的诚实。自然地来到神的面前。
But we must come with a spiritual honesty before the Lord.
所以我们的不应该是我们言语的限制。
So we should not be limited in our prayer by any language.
我们知道在地上的父亲。
Because earthly fathers.
我们看见我们的孩子会说话的时候，我们心里边都特别的喜悦。
And when the child begins to talk, the parents are very very joyful.
我们的天父也是一样。
Same way with our Heavenly Father.
如果我们来到他的面前向他感谢，他的心得到喜悦。
When we come before him to thank him, then he is pleased.
我们的祷告也不应该受到环境的限制。
And our prayer should also not be limited by our circumstances.
我们在圣经里边看见有许许多多的例子。
We have seen many, many examples in the Bible.
有非常长的祷告。
They are very long prayers.
充满了圣灵的启示，神的真理的祷告。
And full of the Spirit's revelation and truth.
也有非常简短的祷告。
And they are also simple prayers.
我想最短的祷告可能是彼得的祷告。
I think that one of Peter's prayer probably was the shortest.
当他在海上行走，快要沉到海里边的时候。
When he was sinking on the lake.
他说主啊救我。
He says, Lord help me, save me.
就这一句话。
That's all he said.
主耶稣伸手从海中救了他。
And God, Lord extended him his hand and saved him.
我记得在我刚刚信主的时候接触到一个年轻的基督徒。
When I first became a Christian, I ran into a young Christian.
有一次他跟我们交通。
And we were having fellowship.
他说我在祷告当中啊，总是
摸不到神的同在。He says, whenever I pray, I cannot feel God's presence.
直到有一天我跪在神的面前。Until
one day, I was kneeling before God.
我突然间感觉到神那个丰盛的同在就临到我。And
all of a sudden, I feel the rich presence of the Lord.
喜乐充满了他的心。And
I was filled with joy.
为什么他跪在神的面前，神的喜乐就充满他的心？How
come as soon as he knelt down, that he was filled with God's joy?
是跪着这个动作有什么特别的吗？
Do you think it's the action of kneeling down?
不是的。No. 他说是因为我跪在神的面前，我就把我的全人带到神的面前，我在神面前谦卑下来。
He says, in kneeling down, I humble myself before the Lord.
因为我们都是生活在时空和肉体当中的人。
Because we are all living in flesh, space, and time.
所以我们受到这些形式之限制。
So we are limited by these things.
所以我们应该找到我们自己最合适的方式。
So we must find a way that's most suitable for us.
如果这个方式能够把我们的心灵带到神的面前。
If you can find a way that can help us to bring our spirit before the Lord,
我们就以这个方式来到神的面前。
Then we can come to him this way.
每个人可能都不一样。
So everyone may do it differently.
在团体当中, 我们要有简单有力的祷告。
And corporately, we should pray in short sentences and with power.
但是在我们个人的生活当中,
But in our private devotional life,
我们要长时间的、高质量的时间花在神的面前。
We should spend time, quality time before the Lord.
我刚刚来西雅图这边工作的时候,
When I first came to Seattle,
那时候我刚刚离开学校,
just graduated from school.
就发现在学校里边学许多学的东西都不管用了。
And I found out that many things, many courses that I have taken at school cannot be applied at work.
工作中呢就遇见了很多的难处。
So I ran into great difficulties at work.
有时候这个难处大到一定的程度，我早晨都睡不好觉。 And
many times that the difficulty was so great, it caused me some sleepless nights.
所以就起来。
So early in the morning, I'll get up in the before the Lord.
不是我自己有信心，是个环境把我逼到那个地方。
It's not that I was of great faith, but the circumstances compelled me to come before the Lord.
每天早晨在神的面前向他祷告，支取他的能力，是何等的美好。
And it was so beautiful that every morning I get up early in the morning and come before him to gain strength.
神是信实的。
He is faithful.
他就在我的工作环境当中帮我解决了所有的问题。And
he helped solve all the problems I encounter at work.
但是我在这中间学到了一个更美的功课。But
I learned something even more precious.
就是在神面前那个甜美的享受。That
is the beautiful moment that I get to enjoy before him.
很多年已经过去了。Many
years have since passed.
好像在工作中也没有在这些
It seems that I have run into the same difficulties at work. But I still treasure this moment with the Lord. Every morning I get up and spend some time with him. Sometimes I will do it quietly. Just to enjoy his presence. So for this, we give thanks to him.
我们发现神每次他的工作
And every time God works, He works more mightily inside of our life than externally. And of course, His will is always trying to bless us.
但是他的祝福在我们里边那个祝福，往往是超出我们所想象的。
The internal blessing that He has brought us far exceeds what we have expected.
我们有的时候可能是因着求外边的祝福来到他面前。
A lot of times we ask for things external.
但是他所做的工作超出那个。But
what he does far exceeds that.
在圣经里边有一个非常美好的例子。There's
a beautiful example cited in the Bible.
记载在撒母耳记上第一章。First
Samuel.
这是弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉的一个祷告。This
is a very familiar prayer.
是哈拿的祷告。The
prayer of Hannah.
我们知道, 这里边有一个人, 他的名字叫以利加纳, 他有两个妻子。And
we know that there's a person here he has two wives.
一个是哈娜，一个是比尼娜。
One is Hannah, the other one is Benina.
比尼娜有儿有女，哈娜没有儿女。And
Benina had children, but Hannah did not have any child.
所以这个比尼娜呢，就常常 激动哈娜，就是 provoke，就是惹她生气。So
this wife Penina provoke Hannah often.
以致她心里愁闷。 不吃不喝。
so that Hannah becomes very distressed and wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink.
我们知道她有一个非常好的丈夫。
We know that the husband is great.
她这个丈夫爱她。
And the husband loved her much.
但是她从人的爱中不能找到安慰。
But she could not be comforted by any human.
她不能找到她心里边的平安。
Yeah, she wouldn't have peace.
直到有一天她来到耶和华的殿中。
Until one day she came to the Lord's temple.
来到祭坛的面前。
And came before the altar.
这里边撒母耳记上第一章十五节告诉我们。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
说哈拿在神的面前倾心吐意。
This Hannah, 第一章十五节。
第一章十五节。
Hannah was pouring her heart out before the Lord.
她在神的面前倾心吐意。
And she was pouring her heart out.
她的祷告是如此的深切。
And she really had this very moving prayer.
以至于那个祭司以利以为她是喝醉了。
And the priest Eli thought she was drunk.
我们看见哈娜在那里找到了祭坛。
And Hannah found her altar there.
她在那里把自己连同自己的愁苦都交给神。
She committed herself, including her misery, to the Lord.
我们就看见神奇妙的工作。
And we see God's wonderful work.
圣经告诉我们说，她脸上的愁容就不再就没有了。
And all of a sudden, she was no longer distressed.
为什么她脸上的愁容没有了？
What happened?
因为神拿走了他心中一切的忧愁。
Because God has removed all her this bitterness.
我自己的生活当中也常常有这样的经历。
In my own experience, I have similar things happen to me.
很多的时候呢，我说把这件事情交给神。
A lot of times I said I'm going to commit this thing to the Lord.
可是常常还是觉得里边还有愁苦。
But still, I worry about it.
常常把这些事情又拿回来变成自己的忧愁。
I will grab the thing back. And cause me to worry some more.
在这个时候，我没有真正的把它交给神。
So I've discovered that I have not really committed the thing totally to God.
但是也有几次的经历。
But I had some experiences also.
因为这个困难实在是太大。
Because the difficulty was just too great.
远超过我自己，我们人的力量。
Far exceeding my ability to handle.
我们就完全把它交给神。
So I had to turn it over completely to God.
我们看见神就在我们心里边工作。
And we see that God works in our heart.
他先把我们里边那个忧愁拿走。
And He will remove the worries from our heart first.
以至于我们自己都觉得奇怪，我们为什么找不到这样的忧愁
？And we are amazed how come I am not worried anymore.
然后我们就看见神的手在这些事情上奇妙的工作。
And we see God's hand work on these matters wonderfully.
我们知道哈娜借着这个祷告，神赐给了她撒母耳。
So we see that Hannah, through her prayer, God has granted her a son, Samuel.
在以色列人这个国家极黑暗的光景当中。
In the darkest hours of Israel's history,
撒母耳带来了复兴和祝福。
And Samuel brought in revival and blessing.
我们感谢神，我们今天不再需要祭坛。
Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that we no longer need a physical altar.
因为神的儿子圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊已经在十字架上为我们献祭。
Because Son of God, the blameless, the Lamb without blemish, has been offered on the altar.
他一次就永远的为我们成就了赎祭。
For once, He accomplished the offering and the sacrifice.
这是何等大的祝福。
This is such a great blessing.
主耶稣在十字架上死，使我们能够直接来到神的面前。
His death on the cross.Can bring us to God directly,
就像一个孩子来到父面前一样。
Just like a child coming before the Father.
所以弟兄姐妹们，祷告是祝福。
Dear brothers and sisters, praying is a blessing.
祷告也是特权。
And it's also a privilege.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
So Hebrews tells us, the author of Hebrews tells us.
在四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们只管坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So we can come freely,
来到他的施恩的宝座面前。
We can come to the throne of grace.
我要蒙连续。
So that we may receive mercy.
让他的恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
And also His grace may help us any time of need.
弟兄姐妹们，在新的一年里。
In this new year.
愿圣灵带我们常常来到神的面前。
May the Holy Spirit bring us before the Lord often.
常常来到神的施恩宝座面前。
Come before the throne of grace and mercy.
像哈娜一样。
Just like Hannah.
在他面前倾心吐意。
So that we can pour our heart out before the Lord. Let's not look down upon this blessing. Let us not waste this privilege.
要神借着祷告能够在我们身上多做一点工作。
God may use our prayer to work more in our lives.
好，曾弟兄。
感谢主，借我们弟兄来鼓励我们。
We thank the Lord for the encouraging words by our brother.
我想借着我们弟兄的交通
through his sharing,
我们可能会想到一个点。
Maybe it reminds us something.
就是这些年来
That is throughout these years,
我们弟兄服事的力量从哪里来的？
Where do we draw strength when we serve the Lord?
我们弟兄生命的长进从哪里来的？
And how did he manage to grow his spiritual life?
那是从内室里面与神的交通。
That is the communion with the Lord in the in the ante room.
那是暗中在神面前花上的时间，摆上的膝盖，把心和血愿意倾倒下来。
That is spending quiet time with the Lord in secret and pouring our heart before the Lord.
而真是巴不得我们所有已经蒙恩的弟兄姊妹们
，Hope all those who are saved.
我们都有这样的生活。
We can have this type of life.
因为暗中的生活是我们属灵生命的根。
Because the life in secret is the root of our spiritual life.
如同树的根一样。
Just like the root of the tree.
树如果没有根
，If the tree is without roots,
它就枯干了。
Then the tree will die.
树的根如果不强壮
，And if the roots are not strong.
生命就不旺盛了
，and then the tree would not be prosperous，
就不结果子了
，would not bear fruit。
好，我们弟兄姊妹们应当都知道
，so we should all know，
祷告对我们是何等的重要
，and prayer is such a critical thing to us。
但是我们可能也都感觉到
，but we probably feel，
祷告是何等的困难
，it's so difficult to pray。
要我们在外面忙碌许多事情
，because we are so busy，
可能都还是容易一点的。
Oh, it's easier for us to busy about, to be busy about.
那我们来聚会听听道，可能也是还可以的。
And yeah, we can come to meetings.
但是要我们一个人到神面前去跪下来祷告。
But you said that I have to come before the Lord, kneeling down.
要我们和弟兄姊妹们聚在一起，来为着神的国度祷告。
And you want me to spend time with brothers and sisters to pray for His kingdom.
对很多弟兄姊妹来讲都是困难的。
And this is difficult.For many brothers and sisters.
我们知道这个背后有个属灵的征战。
We know there is a spiritual battle behind the scenes.
也跟我们弟兄讲过。
Our brothers just mentioned.
主在每一件事情要实行的时候，他都是祷告的。
And Jesus prayed before he started doing anything.
祷告胜过了仇敌。
And prayer can overcome the enemy.
神的旨意才能成就。
And God's will can then be done.
我们不祷告。
If we don't pray,
我们就没有能力的胜过仇敌。
Then we don't have the power to overcome our enemy.
所以，如果神的儿子需要这样做
，If God's son had to do it this way,
那更何况我们呢
？Let alone you and I.
所以我们真是要学习从这个新的年度开始。
So we must learn in this new year.
我们把过去，如果我们疏忽了，我们在这上面缺少了。
If this is something that we have neglected and not have done well,
在这一点我们可以把它补上去。
And hopefully we can make up in this new year.
我们这次感觉到主的回来日子真是何等的何等的靠近。
Because we really feel that the Lord's second coming is coming nearer and nearer.
每一天我都感觉到好像预备不及了。
Every day I feel that I'm not quite ready.
主来的时候
when Jesus returns,
我自己
I myself,
我的家
my family,
我在这里服侍的这个聚会
and this church that where I serve,
我们一同聚会的弟兄姊妹们
and the brothers and sisters that I meet together with,
我们能够预备得及吗
Are we ready for His coming?
当主忽然显现的时候
If He comes suddenly,
我们会不会觉得惊慌失措
Are we going to be surprised?
我们会不会觉得非常的羞愧
Are we going to be ashamed?
我们怎样来面对这位荣耀的主
How can we face this glorious Lord?
就是为我们流血舍命
He shed His blood and gave up His life for us.
倾他所有一切的生命和力量，要来成就的大事。
And He poured out all His life in order to accomplish this great thing.
我们蒙恩，原是与他同工的。
We are saved so that we can become co-workers with Him.
是为了成就神的旨意。
To accomplish God's will.
如果今天教会让神失望了
，If God is disappointed in His church.
如果今天教会让神遇见失败了。
If church fails for God,
那将是最伤我们主的心，也是最刺透他的心的一件事情。
And this really will hurt our Lord's feelings, and really will pierce His heart.
但是我们好像很多事要忙。
But we still feel that we are so busy.
我们的家
，our family life，
我们的事业
，our professional life，
我们自己的兴趣，我们的需要
，our hobbies, our interests。
都大量的占据了我们的时间和精力。
They all take up a lot of our time and energy.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果我们懂得这后面有许多的征战
，if we understand there's a great battle waging behind the scenes，
我们有个对头正在竭尽全力的拦阻，让我们去过一个丰盛的生活。
Our enemy is using all kinds of schemes to prevent us from living an abundant spiritual life.
那么今天我们就要痛定思痛。来到神的面前。
Now we have to make up our mind in coming before the Lord today.
我们正是为着我们过去的失败感觉到心痛。
Now we have to feel sorry for our past failures.
无论是我们的家，或是我们整个的团体。
Whether it's our families or our whole corporate body.
我们达不到神心意的地方，我们也感觉到一种的心痛。
Now for those things which are not pleasing to the Lord, we should feel bad about it.
我们应该感觉到。我们每个人都有一份责任。
We have all feel responsible.
因为神把我们摆在一起。
Because God has put all of us together.
我们每个人都在这个里面有份。
We have a portion in this family.
我们是荣辱与共的。
We should endure or go through everything together.
得着荣耀了，我们大家都有份。
When there's glory, we share in the glory.
如果我们失败，我们遇见羞辱了，我们大家也都要一同承担。
In shame and in failure, we will also share them.
今天聚会不是给某一位弟兄的。
We meet not just for one person.
也不是给几位负责弟兄的。
Not just for those responsible brothers.
是我们所有的人用肩膀一同来承担这个见证。
All of us using our shoulders to take up the responsibilities.
如果我们放下我们的肩膀。
If we neglect our responsibilities.
我们本来应当承担的我们抛开了。
We run away from our responsibilities.
那是最伤我们主心的。
This will really hurt our Lord's heart.
也是我们自己最大的亏损。
And of course, this will be a big loss for ourselves.
因为主本来是呼召我们一同来得荣耀。
Because Jesus, our Lord, called us for our glory.
但是我们轻看他。
But we kind of put down. We'll put it down.
我们看世界的荣耀过于神的荣耀。
We cherish the world's glory far.More than God's glory.
以至于我们就失去了那从上头来要给我们最大的奖赏。
And then we'll lose the reward from above.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在今年年初的时候。
At the beginning of this new year.
我们盼望能够复兴我们祷告生活。
So we hope that we can revive our prayer life.
我们每位弟兄姊妹在神面前来立约。
So that we will have a covenant with the Lord.
不要再荒废连日。
So let's not waste any more time.
不要让主给我们的恩典白白的过去。
And let us not treat God's grace lightly.
来恢复我们祷告的生活。
Let us revive our prayer life.
恢复个人祷告的生活。
Individual prayer life.
家里面祷告的生活。
Family prayer life.
团体的教会的祷告生活。
And corporate, the church prayer life.
我想和弟兄姊妹来读几处经文。
I'd like to share a few passages with you.
我们来读《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
我们读两处，一个是41和42节。
Verses 41 and 42.
使徒行传第二章41节和42节。
Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42.
如果弟兄姊妹找到的话，我们一起来看。
Let us read along.
第二处我们要练46和47节。
And after this, we'll read verses 46 and 47.
好，来，我们一起来41。
Let's read 41 and 42.
于是领受他话的人， 就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。好不好？请英文的念一次。
Oh, let's read in English in unison.
读英文的弟兄姊妹，我们都念好不好？你们是能把门徒
读好。Let us read in unison in English. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to prayer.
46节、47节来。
Verses 46 and 47.
中文，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Let us read in unison in English.46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved.
我非常羡慕使徒行传中间记载的教会生活。
I really envy the church life recorded in this book.
从我蒙恩得救的开始。
Ever since we are saved.
像我读到这段圣经的时候。
Ever since I was saved, whenever I read this passage.
我心里面就有个羡慕。
And I have this envy in my heart.
我觉得这才像神要给人的生活。
This is the life that God wants to give us.
这真的是一个在替在地如同在天的生活。
This is really heavenly life on earth.
这里很简单的记载了。他们教会生活的丰盛和美丽。
It really records the abundance and beauty of the church life then.
福音刚刚开始传出去。
And the gospel was just being preached, just being spread.
3000人在那天得救了。
And 3000 were saved that particular day.
加上原来的120个人。
And in addition to the original 120.
他们做了四件事情。
They did 4 things.
恒心遵守使徒的教训。
That they abide by the apostles' teachings faithfully.
彼此交接。
And they have fellowship.
擘饼。
And they break the bread.
祈祷。
And also they prayed.
这是神给教会一个丰盛的生活。
This is an abundant life given by God to church.
但是我们很少弟兄姊妹能够这样的丰盛的来享受这个生活。
But very few brothers and sisters can enjoy or are enjoying this abundant life.
我们虽然得救了。
Even though we are saved.
我们有一个属天的生命。
We have a heavenly life.
但是我们可能很多时候还是在过属地的生活。
But many times we still live an earthly life.
我们还是拿世界上这些吃的喝的这些好看的好玩的当作我们的享受。
And we still treasure the things we eat, things we wear, things we enjoy, etc.
所以我们可能大量的时间花在这些电视、书报，还有一些的游乐。
So we spend a lot of time watching TV, reading magazines, newspapers, and also recreation activities.
那是我们看初期教会的弟兄姊妹们。
But if we look at the early church's life,
后面讲到他们是天天的在一起。
And it mentioned that they met daily.
啊，天天的能够有教会生活。
Every day they enjoy church life.
不知道我们属灵生命要长得多快。
So how fast?Our spiritual life can grow like that.
不晓得我们要免去多少的罪，多少的痛苦。
If we could do that, then we can really, we don't have to go through a lot of suffering and commit a lot of sins.
不晓得我们的夫妻关系要多增进多么的多少的甜蜜和爱情。
And I can imagine if we live a church life like that, that our marital life can be so much better.
父母和儿女能够减少多少的摩擦，那么多的冲突。
And also, how much conflict between parents and children can be eliminated or avoided.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们如果去看一看这些弟兄姊妹的家庭。
So, if we look at the brothers and sisters' family lives,
你立刻是看出来的。
And you can tell right away.
教会生活的丰富与否。
Whether their church life is abundant or not.
跟我们家庭生活里面的幸福美满是成正比的。
So there's a direct proportion, direct relationship between the abundant church life and a beautiful family life.
所以我们应当羡慕能够过丰富的教会生活。
So we should envy those who have and enjoy an abundant church life.
这里我特别提两个点。
So I'll mention 2 things.
因为今年我们一个分组的祷告聚会的实行。
Because we're going to share with you how we're going to have the regional prayer how we're gonna reassign.
所以这里讲到彼此交接，还有祈祷。
It says that they fellowship and also they pray together.
这是我们在这一次聚会，分组聚会中间，我们两个重点。
So in our regional prayers, we will focus on two things.
我们可以和比较靠近的弟兄姊妹们能够在一起有交通。
So that we can have a time of fellowship with those who live more closely, with, to us.
我们能够把我们个人、家庭或是工作上的需要带到这个祷告聚会里面。
So we can bring our family, our work, and individual or personal needs to the prayer meeting.
我们借着祷告来胜过那个背后一直在打击我们一直在迫害我们的仇敌。
And through prayer, we can overcome the enemy who is doing all kinds of things, behind the scene.
所以我们在生活中的各个层面上面来经历神的恩典。
So that we can experience God's grace in all aspects of our daily lives.
弟兄姊妹们建立起更甜蜜的更密切密的关系。
So we can develop even more close relationship with our brothers and sisters.
这是身体的生活。
This is body life.
我们这样全教会聚在一起，当然是非常的喜乐。
Of course, we really rejoice when we gather together like this as a
whole church. 在小组的聚集中
，But in small groups,
我们可以更亲密的来个人式的接触，认识。
So we can get to know each other more intimately.
那我们可以一起祷告。
We can pray together.
我们和弟兄姊妹们不仅为了自己。为着别人，还为着整个的神的国度。
And we pray not only for our own needs, but for others' needs, and also for the needs of God's kingdom.
这是我们做祭司是蒙召来做神祭司的人应当尽的。
And this is something that we should remember as we are called by God to be His priests.
所以这里讲到说，他们不仅在殿里，而且在家中。
So not only that they did this in the temple, but also at home.
还有团体大的聚集。
So they have a large assembly.
也有小型的家中的聚集。
And they have smaller, meetings in family.
家中的聚集来强化团体的聚集。
And the home meetings will strengthen, the corporate meeting.
家中的聚集来丰富团体的聚集。
And the family gatherings will enrich the corporate, gatherings.
我们这样赞美神的时候真是得着众民的喜爱。
So when they praise the Lord, they really are pleasing the people around them.
可以把我们的家人带到救。
So we can bring our unbelieving family members to the Lord.
把我们的邻居朋友带到救。
And we can pray, we can bring our neighbors, to the Lord.
我们这样的祷告的分组。
As we divide ourselves up into prayer groups.
也应当成为我们传福音的一个动力。
Could become, a power for evangelism.
那么神就将得救的人天天的加给。
And God will add numbers to us daily.
好，另外一处经文和想和弟兄姊妹读的是路加福音。
Another passage I'd like to share with you is Luke's Gospel,
18章
chapter 18,
18章。我们这一次呢，中英文一起读好不好？
Let's read in unison, both in English or and in Chinese.
路加十八章的第一到第八节。
Luke 18 verses 1 through 8.
路加福音十八章第一节，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
耶稣说一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里，说：“我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准。后来心里说：“我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来。”他问我，主说：“你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而，人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？” 主在这里教导我们一个祷告的秘诀。
And Jesus is teaching a secret to prayer to us.
又讲到他终究一定会给我们伸冤。
It says that eventually he will bring justice.
所以他要我们常常祷告，不可灰心。
He says that pray unceasingly.
这里他用一个比喻。
And he was using a parable.
就是那个城中的寡妇。
There was a widow in a certain town.
像一个不义的官 求他为他伸冤。
And the lady was pleading with the judge for justice.
因为有一个对头呢，一直的在对付他这个寡妇。
Because the widow had an adversary.
但是那个官呢，他不怕神，也不尊重人。
But the judge did not fear God nor care about the people.
所以一直的不理这个寡妇的要求。
He kept on putting her off.
但最后呢，他说呢，哎呀，他真是把我烦死了。
But after a long while, he said that, you know, he's really bothering me.
我就把他伸冤吧。
Then I will bring justice for her.
免得他一直来缠我。
So that she would not bother me anymore.
所以主在这里告诉我们说。
So here Jesus was telling us.
如果地上一个不义的官尚且最后会帮那个寡妇伸冤。
You can see that in this world, there's an unjust judge that he finally brought justice for her.
何况我们这位公义慈爱的主。
Let alone our just and merciful God.
他岂不是要更快快地为我们伸冤吗？
Will he not bring justice for us quickly?
我觉得今天因为主还没有回来。
Because the Lord has not returned yet.
就如同一个人虽然结婚了。
Just like someone, although he is married.
但是他的丈夫离开好多好多年都没有回家。
She is married, but the husband is away for many years, has been away for many years.
这个妻子在实质上像个寡妇。
So this wife, lives just like a widow.
所以今天教会在地上。
So church on earth today,
我们应该有个感觉。
We should feel this way.
我们是在一个不义的官面前。
The church lives in front of an unjust judge.
我们是像个寡妇那样的无助。
Just like the helpless widow.
只有来向我们的主求告。
We should beseech our Lord.
我们的需要才能够得到满足。
Then our needs can be met.
这个对头是谁呢？
Who is the adversary?
我们可能很多时候都想到人。
We may think of a person.
但是事实上没有一个人是我们真正的对头。
But we know that no one person is our true adversary.
不是你的丈夫，也不是你的妻子。
Not your husband, nor your wife.
不是你的父母，也不是你的儿女。
Not your parents, nor your children.
也不是你的老板，也不是你的同事。
Not your boss or your colleagues.
乃是有一位对头。
There is this adversary.
就是撒旦。
That's Satan.
他是真正的对头。
He is the true enemy of ours.
他是神的对头。
He also is adversary to God.
那自然呢，他就成为教会的对头。
Then naturally, he is adversary to church.
因为今天教会就是神在地上的见证，就神在地上的代表。
Because church represents God on earth today.
所以我们所有一切的属灵的征战
So all spiritual warfare
我们必须认定就是这位仇敌在干扰
We must recognize that this adversary is working hard
我们希望弟兄姊妹们能够重视团体祷告的生活
So I pray that we will put much emphasis on corporate prayer
我们个人祷告是非常重要
It's important to haveA personal prayer life.
但是团体的祷告是更重要的。
But a corporate prayer life is even more important.
主所提到那个两三个人的祷告的原则。
Jesus mentioned the principle for two or three gathering to pray.
讲到他一定与我们同在。
He says he will be with us.
还是讲到教会。
He was talking about church.
讲到阴间的权柄不能胜过他。讲到教会。
The power of Hades will not overcome.Him, that is church.
所以我们要更重视和弟兄姊妹们能够聚在一起。
So we should really treasure the time we get together with brothers and sisters in prayer.
叫仇敌所有一切的计谋被主把它瓦解了。
So that we can dissolve, we can conquer all the enemy's schemes.
叫我们能够得释放。
So that we can gain freedom.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有叹息？
Are we sighing?
他觉得我想更多的追求。
That I desire to pursue more.
我想更多的有所长进。
I like to grow more.
我想更多的侍奉主。
I like to serve better.
但是你的时间就被捆得很紧。
But my time is limited.
我想胜过罪恶。
I like to overcome sins.
我想摆脱 那些一直缠累我的那种生活的习惯和个性。
I pray that I will be free from the bondage of some bad habits.
但是就胜不过。
But I cannot overcome.
没有力量胜过。
I don't have the power.
好像那个对头就总是比我们强壮一点。
And seems that the adversary is always stronger than I.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们和弟兄姊妹们一同来祷告。
But as we gather with brothers and sisters in prayer,
操练祷告的生活。
As we practice our prayer life.
最后我要讲的就是主耶稣有一句话。
And there's one saying Jesus made.
他说：“然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？”
But he says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
2000年前，主就有这样的叹息。
And Jesus was saying this 2000 years ago.
对我们这一代的人来说，可能是一个最重的提醒。
To us of this generation, this is a great reminder.
因为我们是最可能。在整个教会历史中，我们这一代是最可能亲眼看见主回来的一代。
Because this generation, as we being part of this generation, we are the most likely people who will eyewitness the Lord's coming back.
但是主说，当他这样来的时候
，But he says when I come, when the Son of God comes,
能够找到有信心的人吗
？Can we find faith on this earth?
能够找到用信心来和他一同祷告来征战的人吗
？Can we find people who can pray in faith and do battle with him?
能够相信主，在我们从个人家庭到教会，他都能为我们得胜吗
？And believing that we can be victorious, in our personal family and church lives.
我们能够借着团体的祷告。每个人都摆上他那一份使主的旨意能够成就在教会吗
Through the corporate prayer that we can all chip in our share so that God's will can be done in church
或者是我们没有信心
Or maybe I don't have the faith
我们只觉得我们就只能这样
This is all I can do
我们觉得我们这个也胜不过那个也胜不过算了
I feel that I have to give up because I can't overcome anything
所以主今天在激励我们。
So God is encouraging us.
他一直寻找对他有信心的人。
He is seeking those who have faith in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以对自己没有信心。
Brothers and sisters, we sometimes don't have faith in ourselves. That's okay.
我们不需要对自己有信心。
We really don't need much faith in ourselves.
因为我们本来就没有能力的。
Because we are powerless to begin with.
我们本来就没有智慧的。
We are without wisdom to begin with.
如果是靠我们自己的话呢，那我们什么事情都弄糟了。
If we depend on our own strength, then we will lose up everything, mess up everything.
在我们这么软弱、这么无能的情况中
，But in our weakness,
我们的主却是那位大能者。
But God is the Almighty One.
是那位全智者。
And He is all wise.
是那位握着天上和地下所有一切权柄的。
And He has all power in heaven and earth.
他就是要我们这样来相信他。
He wants us to trust in Him.
所以我们这次一个新的分组的起头。
So this year we will start a new, division.
弟兄姊妹们，我自己是怀着一个很大的盼望。
So I share this with you with a great hope.
我要进入这个新的聚会。
We want to enter into this new way of meeting.
我要尽我所能的摆上我那一份。
I want to do my best in putting in my share.
虽然我很渺小。
Even though I'm, very trivial.
但是我愿意跪下来祷告。
But I'm willing to kneel down to pray.
好不好？我们大家都这样来做。
So let us all do this. Let us all participate.
那现在我要花点时间和弟兄姊妹讲一下我们这次整个的分组。
So I want to share with you how we're going to divide the whole church into different groups.
我们在前面几个月花了很长的时间。
In the past few months, we spent a lot of time.
我们和负责弟兄们一同寻求。
And all the responsible brothers were seeking together.
是不是主愿意把我们在分区的祷告聚会再往前带一步？
We were seeking whether the Lord will take us forward in our regional prayer life.
主给我们大家都同样的感觉负担。
And the Lord gave us the same burden.
然后我们就到各个分区，包括英文组，我们一区一区的去跟弟兄姊妹们来交通和一些弟兄姊妹们。
And we share this with every region, including the English groups.
我们真的非常感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
不仅是领袖们大家同心合意。
Not only the leaders are of one heart.
我们弟兄姊妹们也都甘心摆上。
Our brothers and sisters are willing to participate.
所以我们经过这样交通之后。
So after this sharing,
我们从原来六个分区变成15个分组。
So we're going to have, instead of six regions, now we're going to have 15 groups.
这15个分组英文组呢是比较不按地理区的，因为英文组的情况跟中文组比较不一样。
Among the 15, only the Asia group is not categorized or assigned according to the geography.
英文分两组。
And there are two English groups.
其中有一组呢就是这些又结婚又有小孩的这种。
One group is the family group.
那么另外一些呢是有的没结婚，有的是结婚还没有小孩的。
The family group is the families with children, and the other group will be singles and families without children.
那么中文各组的话是按照地理区来区分。
The Chinese groups will be done according to the geographic distribution.
每一个分组里头，我们请两位弟兄来做一些联络和招聚的工作。
And in every group, there will be two brothers coordinating.
但是我们弟兄姊妹们不能够说把所有重担都交到他们两个人身上。
But we should not let these two brothers to take up all the burdens.
像在我们在各区交通的时候。
So as we were sharing with each region.
我觉得弟兄姊妹非常好。
I feel that the brothers and sisters are so precious.
有弟兄觉得说哎呀我不太敢承担这个。
Some brothers and sisters, I am not capable of doing the coordinator's job.
有弟兄就自告奋勇说我来当你的主力助手。
And others will say that I'll be your assistant.
有的弟兄说哎呀我恐怕联络不来。
Some said, I'm not very good in coordinating.
有的弟兄怎么就说哎我们大家帮忙你联络。
And others say, well, we'll help you.
这样的整个重担分担以后呢就轻省了。
And now this way we can share the burden.
所以现在我要来介绍一下我们整个的分组的方式。
So I would like to share with you how the new groups are formed.
请控制室弟兄把所有的灯都关掉好吗？所有的灯都关掉，所有的灯都关掉，因为要比看得比较清楚啊。这是主给我们在大西雅图地区整个我们聚会分布的地图。
So this is the map of the Greater Seattle.
目前呢，我们最远呢还在那个 Bellingham 啊。
We have people coming from Bellingham. It's not on this map. North Macatil, Linwood, and Shoreline.
南边呢，经过西雅图以后，一直到Burien 到 Kent 都有弟兄姊妹。
And south of Seattle, we have brothers and sisters coming from Burien and Kent.
在东边这里有 Bellevue, 有Sammamish, your Redmond.
And on the east side, we have Bellevue, Redmond, and Sammamish.
还有 Issaquah, Mercer Island.
And also Mercer Island and Issaquah.
我们感谢主，让我们弟兄姊妹分在这么广大的地区。
We praise the Lord for such a big geographic area with brothers and sisters coming from all over.
我们有许多的家庭分布在这些地区中。
We have many families in all these areas.
每一个家庭都在那里为主发光。
And all the families are light for the Lord.
每个人都如同一颗星一样 ，like a star. 每个人像一颗星。
Everyone is just like a shining star.
也在那里为主发光。
And shining for the Lord.
所以我们宝贵所有弟兄姊妹在这个大的范围中间为主所做的见证。
So we treasure all the testimonies by brothers and sisters in such a great geographic coverage.
那么英文组的弟兄姊妹呢，就散居在所有这些地区里头。
So English brothers, English speaking brothers and sisters are scattered all over.
好，我们看下一章，再下一章。这是我们从第十五组开始报告，这就是已经结婚又有小孩的。
So this is these are the people belonging to group 15, married with children.
负责做招聚联络的弟兄们，我们用绿色底把它标出来。
The ones the people color in green are the coordinators.
我们把所有已经受浸的，不论是老长幼啊，通通包在其中。
So.All the baptized brothers and sisters, regardless of their age, they are included here.
如果他们年龄够大啊，可以到英文组来的，那么我们欢迎他们到英文组。
If they are old enough, to belong to English group, then they are welcome.
如果他们年龄还小，譬如说是小学或初中的，那我们希望呢，家长们把他带到你的那个中文分区里面，分组里面去。
If the children are still in primary school or junior high, I hope that the parents will take them with them.To the Chinese groups.
他们既然蒙恩了，他们就可以来为神的国度代求。
Okay, so since they are saved, they can pray for God's kingdom.
好，我们看第十四组。
Number 14.
第十四组人数众多。
There are many in this group.
我们有两页。
Two pages.
可能一下看不完，但是你知道啊，你是单身的，还有结婚没小孩都在这一组。
These are single and married but without children.
好，我们再看各个分区。
And then other regions.
首先呢，我们看原来的北区。
The original North Group, North Region.
北区呢是以county 的县啊，就是 King County 跟 Snohomish County 这个县作为一个分界。
The dividing line was the county line between Snohomish and King County.
405来作为这个东南北的分界。
405North and South of 405。
在这个405的西边是第一组。
West of 405 will be the group number 1.
在东边是第二组。
And east of 405 will be number 2.
我们来看两个名单。
So these are two groups.
这是第一组的名单。
This is number 1.
弟兄姊妹们，如果万一我们把你名字打漏了。
If we somehow missed you,
请你原谅我们。
Please forgive me.
但是呢，在天上的名字绝对不会掉的。
But your name will not be missed in the book of life in heaven.
如果我们打漏了，你希望也不要 upset 哈。
Please don't feel upset if you don't see your name.
你可以主动的跟你的组长讲一声，说我在你们这一组，我要来祷告。
Let your coordinator know that I belong to your group.
我们看第二组
，Number two.
第二组就是在405东边的这一组。
And the east of 405.
你不晓得能不能找到你的名字。
Did you find your name?
好。万一没找到的话啊，我们请组长们这个礼拜来打个电话好吗？
All the coordinators will call you this week.
因为下个主日我们的分组我们的交通聚会呢是要根据这个分组来交通的。
下个
主日。
Next Sunday is a fellowship Sunday, and we will break up the group according to this organization.
今天有些弟兄姊妹可能不在这里，所以我们请组长们务必要打电话跟每一个人讲他们在第几组。
So the coordinators, please make sure that you contact every member.
如果没有讲的话呢，我们下个礼拜会找到很多迷失的羊。
And if youdid not contact them, then we are going to have many lost sheep next week.
我们来看中区。
The central region.
这个是原来的中区。
This is the original central region.
它的北界就是 county 的这个县。
Again, the northern border is the county line.
它的南界呢是145街。
The southern border line is 145th Street.
也是用五号公路来做一个南北分线。
We'll use Highway 5 as the dividing line.
那么还有一个是55街。
The eastern border will be 55th Avenue Northeast.
在5号的西边是第三组。
So those who live west of Highway 5 will be number 3.
5号和55街的中间是第四组。
And east of Highway 5 will be number 4. Group number 4.
在 Kenmore 地区的是第五组。
And those who live in Kenmore area will belong to Group 5.
原来的中区们分成三组。
So, now we have three groups.
这是第三组的名单。
This is group number three's list.
弟兄姊妹可能我们对这个地理契约的概念大家也知道了。它都是按照你的英文的那个字母次序一家一家摆在一起。
It's sorted by the English name alphabetically.
是以这个家长的姓为代表来摆在一起的。
And sorted according to the head of family's,
你看第四组。
Number four.
第四组是这个名单。
This is number four.
第五组。
Number five.
这是第五组的名单。
This is number five, group number five.
孙弟兄、孙姊妹他们到第五组来和他们一同聚会。
Brother son and his wife belong to this group.
好，我们接着要看原来的南区。
The original South District.
原来南区我们分两张地图。
There are two maps.
第一个是从145街以南。
The northern border is North 145th Street.
那么一直到110街。
Now, the southern border will be Northeast 110th Street.
这个范围里面是第六组。
This is group number 6.
然后接着是在 I-5 分界下来以后有东西。
And then, to the west of Highway 5 will be number 7.
这是第七组。
And then, to the east.
东边是第八组。
To the east, number five.
我们来看一下他们的名单。
Let's look at their lists.
这是第六组的弟兄姊妹们。
So these are the people belonging to group number six.
这是第七组。
Number seven.
这是第八组。稍微慢一点点。
Number eight.
这是第八组。
Number eight.
我们南区呢，这八组之外呢，这三组之外呢，还有一个组。我们看下一章。
There's another one from in the southern district.
这是从华大以南，就是以这个湖为界啊。
Lake Union, south of Lake Union.
这个组呢，是南边是没有界限的。
There's no southern border. It goes as far south as possible.
好，那我们来看一下这个组的弟兄姊妹们。
So let's look at the list for number nine.
这个组我们有很多弟兄姊妹在这里。
There are quite a few in this group.
我们感谢主，南区这次是分成四个组。
So Southern District has been divided into four groups.
我们现在看东北区。
Let's look at the Northeast group.
东北区是以522这条公路做北界。
So Northern border is Highway 522.
以520做南界。
And southern border is freeway 520.
然后以405来做一个分界南北。
North-south dividing line is highway 405.
然后接着呢，我们在这边呢，因为人数两边人数不是那么一样的缘故呢，我们这条线呢，124街再把它分一下。
So to the east of the highway 405, we divided further into two more groups.
然后这边呢是往南，是 Woodinville Redmond Road.
Woodinville Redmond Road and to the south of 124th Street.
所以它的分的方式是405一段，然后就往这个东边走124，然后再往南走 Woodinville Redmond Road.
So all the people to the west of 405 plus south of 124th and west of Woodinville Redmond Road belong to group number 10.
所有在这条线以西的就是第十组。
So all these people who live in this area belong to number 10.
在这里以东的就是第十一组。
And to the east and north of 124th will be group 11.
好，我们来看第十组的名单。
Group 11.
这是第十组的弟兄姊妹们。
These are the brothers and sisters belonging to group number 10.
稍微找一下你的名字。
So see if you can find your name.
好，没有看到的话没关系啊，组长会通知你。请看第十一组。
Coordinators will get in touch with you. Number 11.
第十一组人数众多，所以分成两份名单。
There are two pages for this group.
再回到第一章一下。这是第一章的名单。到 last name, T-A-N-G, 就是汤。
This is page one of two pages for 11.
好，那么再下一章。下一章是从汪弟兄的家一直到最后左弟的细品他们家。好，这是第十一组
group number 11。
那我们看东南区
southeast group, district
东南区是以520为北界。
Northern border is freeway 520。
这里有一个湖把它这个东西分开。
And using Lake Sammamish as the dividing line north and south。
这个区也是没有南边没有界限的。
And it goes as far south as possible.
好，在湖以西的地方呢，是第十二组。
West of the lake is number 12.
在以东的地方呢，是第十三组。
And east of the lake is number 13.
好，我们看一下他们的名单。
Let us look at their lists.
这是第十二组的弟兄姊妹们。
Number 12, brothers and sisters belonging to number 12.
我跟英美会到这个组和他们聚会。
Myself and Inmei belong to this group.
好，再来是第十三组。
Number 13.
第十三组，这是 Issaquah 和 Sammamish 的弟兄姊妹。
These are pure brothers living in Issaquah and Sammamish.
那么我们所看到的名单里头
，So all these lists,
大部分都是按照地理区来分。
We divided all the people, everybody according to their geographic location.
但是有少数弟兄姊妹呢，是需要到别的区去服侍，或是有一些交通上面他们来做接送的。
But they are exceptions. Some brothers and sisters, according to the ministry need, may join other groups or transportation.
马利弟兄他们就到大学区。
And just like brother Mali, now belongs to the university.
像冈雄和吴坚辉弟兄他们就到Chinatown这个组。
And also some people go to Chinatown for a special reason.
好，啊，我们这个地图和名单就报告到这里。
So this is to share with you how we divide up all the districts and groups.
弟兄姊妹，我们看完这些我们所分布的位置和分组的方式之后
，After we've seen the dividing of the groups，
希望有一点点简单的交通。
So we have some sharing with you.
这个分组的祷告是每个月第三个礼拜二，第三个礼拜二。
The group prayer meeting will take place on the third Tuesday of each month.
七点半，晚上七点半到九点钟。
Starting at 7:30 and ends at 9:00.
目前呢，第十五组因为他们孩子们的时间的缘故呢，他们暂时是用礼拜三。
Number 15 will meet on Wednesdays because of the children's needs.
我们的地点呢，就是在各组的家庭里面啊，愿意开放的啊，都可以到他们家中去祷告。
And the meetings will be held in people's homes.
那如果弟兄姊妹你觉得你不太方便出来，那么愿意开放家庭的话呢，我们非常的欢迎。
If it's just not convenient for you to go to other people's home, then if you are willing to open up your house, then that'll be great.
我们看见开放家庭的人呢，得到最大福气。
We know that those who are willing to serve in this way are blessed most.
那么在聚会的实行上面，我们有点较简单的交通。
And how we're going to conduct the meetings, I want to share with you.
我们鼓励全家一同去参加这样家庭式的聚集。
We encourage the whole family participate.
我们教会在过去比较早期的时候有很好的有很好的一个传统现象。
And through our church history, we have a very good tradition.
就是父母亲呢都把孩子们带到这些聚会中去。
And that is the parents all took their children to these meetings.
我们现在这样的家庭不太多。
And we don't see as many families doing this anymore.
我们盼望我们的孩子也有份于在神的这个服事上。
We hope that our children can participate in the ministry.
受浸的我们应该带他去。
Those who have already been baptized, we should encourage them to attend.
幼小的我们也可以带他们去。
Even younger ones, we can encourage them to attend.
并且我们可以有人带他们稍微有点祷告。
And hopefully that there will be people that will lead the little ones in
prayer. 但孩子们的时间可能没有我们大人那么长。
Of course, the prayer should not be as long.
好。那么另外呢，就是我们在这个聚会完以后那些交通时间里面，我们希望能够比较简单的让开放的家庭比较轻省的方式。
After the prayer, the fellowship time should not be very burdensome to the host family.
譬如说我们准备点茶水准备点饮料。
If we have something to drink, some tea.
因为大家在一起交通的时候嘛，就是有时候渴渴了我们喝一点。
So we can quench some thirst after the fellowship.
顶多准备点水果大家这样可以一边交通一边享用，这样就可以了。
Maybe some fruit and that's about it. That's enough.
我们千万不要让姊妹们就是忙着煮东西都不能祷告，一开放一次以后就累得要命。
I would not like to see the sisters spending too much energy preparing food and they don't have the energy to pray.
因为罗马书告诉我们说神的国不在乎吃喝。
The Bible tells us that eating and drinking is not that critical in God's kingdom.
我们过去呢祷告聚会完以后好像都吃得很饱。
And in the past that we seem to have very sumptuous meal after the prayer.
那现在开始我们把它就是简单一点。
Let us simplify that.
在时间方面我们请弟兄姊妹能够准时。
So please be prompt.
因为这是周间的聚会。
Because these are meetings during the week.
第二天要上班上学。
People have to work or go to school.
如果我们不准时开始我们就没有办法准时结束。
If we don't start a meeting on time, then we can't end on time.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹大家一起来配合。
So let us work on this.
在祷告的实行上。
So when we actually pray,
我们请弟兄姊妹大家能够尽量是简短的祷告。
We pray briefly.
因为我们新来的弟兄姊妹呢，他们可能没有像我们一口气那么长可以祷告那么久。
Because the newer Christians, they are not used to doing long prayers.
如果我们一祷告就十分二十分的话呢，他们可能第一次吓跑了。
And if you pray long prayers, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you scare them off.
所以我们希望呢，我们可以有简短的祷告。
So we pray briefly.
我们可以有少的数事项的祷告。
we pray just a few items.
我们希望呢是团体的祷告，不是我们一个人把它祷告完。
And we pray, we hope that everyone will participate, not just a single person praying for all things.
我们可能有时候忘记了我们这是一个团体的祷告，我们还一个人呢想把自己的思想全部都祷告一遍。
Sometimes we tend to forget that this is a corporate prayer.
不需要。
We don't have to do that.
我们知道这是一个是团体。
This is a corporate.
我们让神圣灵自由的工作。
Let the Holy Spirit work freely.
我们有负担。没有时间祷告的，我们求圣灵在感动其他人祷告。
If we have a burden for certain things, but somehow if we don't pray, then maybe we can ask other people to pray.
这样的话，我们就可以事项少，时间短。
This way we pray for just a few things and then pray briefly.
那灵比较流畅。
And then the spirit can move more freely.
我们是希望我们整个组的祷告呢完全，而不是我们个人祷告完全。
We hope that the group prayer will be complete, not my individual prayer will be complete.
那第二个就是声音要够大。
Number two is that when we pray, we have pray audibly.
至少呢，要让我们全组的人都听见。
At least that the group members hear.
这样他们才可以跟我们说 Amen.
Then people can say Amen to your prayer.
第三个就是我们学习要同心同灵来祷告。
The third things we need to learn is that we pray in unison and with the same heart.
我们不能够人跪在那里呢，心里面想说，哎呀，我家的狗今天晚上好像忘了喂。
Now, when you kneel down and pray, you should not let your mind wander and thinking about your dog at home.
哎呀，我好像有什么东西忘了做。
And think, you know, I forgot this and forgot that.
那我们失去了祷告的在那边祷告的意义了。
And then we lose the meaning of prayer.
好，我们同心同灵要表现在什么方面呢？
How do we manifest unity and sharing in the same spirit?
当然，里面一定要同心。
Of course, inside we will share the same spirit.
那在外面呢？我觉得我们应该和弟兄姊妹一同说阿门。
And we should say Amen when other people pray.
不是在他祷告结束的时候才说阿门。
Not just at the end of other people's prayer.
而是在他祷告的过程中间呢？我们有感动的时候，我们就给他阿门。
And it's during the prayer that when you are moved, then you should say Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，当有一个弟兄姊妹在祷告的时候。
When someone else is praying,
他就代表我们这个族在征战的。
He represents us in this battle.
如果我们放他一个人在征战，我们所有人都 relax 的话，
just,
这个不是同心了。
If we just let them to fight the battle alone, then we're not in unity.
我们希望在祷告聚会中是大家都在祷告。
So in when we pray, that we pray together.
在那段时间，无论是30分钟、40分钟、一小时，我们大家都在祷告。
So whether it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or an hour, we pray together.
你给他阿门的话呢，他的祷告就变成你的祷告了。
And if when you other people pray, you say amen, then their prayer becomes yours.
但如果我们都不说
，if we don't say amen,
我们就是让弟兄姊妹在那里单兵作战。
And then we as though that we are letting them fight the battle alone.
那他灵里面会不够力。
And then they will not feel as strong.
所以我们要鼓舞他的士气。
So we need to encourage them.
那激励他的灵。
And encourage their spirit.
我们一起跟他说 Amen.
And we say Amen to their prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹们在下一周能够一同来这里参加我们的分组的祷告、分组的交通聚会。
Next Sunday we'll have fellowship, we'll break into groups.
然后下一个礼拜二就是15号，元月15号，就是我们第一次用这个方式来分组了。
And January 15th will be the first time we will meet according to this new grouping.
我希望在这里听见的弟兄姊妹们能够成为我们每一个组里面召聚的弟兄们的帮助。
We hope that all of us here that you have heard about this report will become support, will provide support to those coordinators.
鼓励弟兄姊妹出来。
We encourage you to come out.
然后呢，我们如果说我们不会祷告。
If we say that I don't know how to pray,
没有关系，
it's okay.
你来就好了。
Just come.
你在你参加祷告之后，你就会祷告。
And after you attend in the meetings, then you will learn how to pray.
我们不能够一辈子都不会祷告。
We can't say that we can't not pray for our whole life.
我们都是从简单的学习开始。
We learn from simple stuff.
我最后跟大家讲一句话。
And the last I want to say is
就在启示录第十章第六节那里说。
And in Revelation chapter 10 verse 6.
当第七位天使吹号的时候。
When the seventh angel blew the trumpet.
神的奥秘就成全了。
And God's mystery is fulfilled.
但是当神奥秘成全之前。
But before it is fulfilled.
神对我们有一个勉励，也是一个警醒。
But God has some admonition or encouraging words.
不再有时日了。
Says no more days, no more time.
或者小字里面说呢，不再单言了。
There will be no more delay.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们这一波赶不上去，
If we cannot catch up on this wave,
可能我们就失去了很大的机会。
We may miss a great opportunity.
我们在这个属灵征战中有份。
Hopefully we participate in this spiritual warfare.
当主在他的荣耀中以众天使降临的时候
，So when the Lord comes with all the saints in glory,
我们能够在那个荣耀里面有份。
Hopefully we will share His glory.
好，我就交通到这里。
That's all my sharing. Thank you.